Welcome to the Wine Trails Podcast from Artisan Wine Tours, Sonoma Valley, California. Over the years, so many wine tours have evolved into something akin to bar hopping. Yet there's a special place in the Sonoma Valley where the savvy wine traveler will find a unique experience. Welcome to the estate of Robert and Ann Hunter, where every day is a celebration of life and beauty. This property is pristine, and the family takes great care of the landscape to make sure it stays that way. Strolling through one of the more photographed gardens in North America, sipping exquisite vintage champagne, you'll find a most uncommon wine tour. In the 1930s, San Francisco socialite Alma de Bretville Spreckles, the heiress to the Spreckles sugar fortune, was building a road to Glen Ellen. An army of workers had been kept busy during very tough times, so Alma could more easily reach her estate, overlooking her 3,500 acres in the Sonoma Valley. Alma was a dedicated party gal, when the Sonoma Valley was perfect for the cause. A pitcher of martinis in one hand, welcoming guests at the Sober Vista Estate on Sonoma Mountain, she'd entertain the likes of Bing Crosby, Mary Pickford, Douglas Fairbanks, Charlie Chaplin, and John Barrymore. But with her passing in 1968, the massive landholding was distributed. The Park Service received most of the land, and a number of smaller lots were sold to individuals. Fate opened its door to an 85-acre parcel discovered by San Francisco banker Robert Hunter.
In 73, I came along and found this property, and it was for sale, but the executor was in Boston, and he didn't want to come to California because he was afraid of earthquakes, and he wanted the entire transaction to be consummated by phone.
He wanted more than anything to make champagne.
I was a commercial banker. I worked for the Crocker Bank, and where I stayed for 25 years. And then I took early retirement, finding that this was more suitable to me, maybe not more suitable, but more desirable, to transfer instead of bowling balls, to go out and grow grapes, about which I knew nothing.
So Robert went back to school.
I was really bitten by the bug by that time and went to Santa Rosa Junior College. And there I met Rich Thomas, the Pied Piper. He was a wonderful teacher. And that got me going more and more, and I was getting in deeper and deeper.
You knew what the numbers were in the wine industry. As a commercial banker, why would you get into the wine business?
Realistically, I didn't take the time to consider, should I or shouldn't I? I became enamored and threw common sense out the window and have been here ever since.
Hunter hired French champagne maker Claude Thibault. While the champagne was in the making, things were really popping when the lovely Anne came into Robert's life.
My dear cousin had a dinner party. He invited me, and he also invited Robert. And we were having a lovely time, but there we were sitting, and Bob was saying something, and he pushed his hand right on the red wine that went all over my lap. So no matter what, I would have remembered him. But then we saw each other several times after that, and on the third occasion, he popped the question. I knew a lot of his friends. Never had met him, of course, but I knew a lot of his friends from my late husband, who lived here for quite a while. So I thought it was going to work out. And then when he showed me the vineyard before we got married, I said, Bob, I don't care what you were like. I would have.
Anne quickly fell in love with that incredible spot in the Sonoma Valley.
This reminds me of Tommy Church. Thomas Church was a very famous landscape architect. And he said, well, actually, Anne, Tommy sat right up there, and he pointed by the house, sat right up there on a canvas chair and said, now, Robert, this is where the house should go. This is where the pool, this is where the terrace should go and the arbors. And I couldn't believe it because I had three of Tommy Church's books on my desk in Seattle, and I had copied a lot of his arbors. He was magnificent in hardscape.
The Hunter Estate has been photographed by many of the top landscape digests and magazines around the world.
She is a landscape designer par excellence. Came down from Seattle.
I did bring down 3 truckloads of plant material, a lot of them dwarf, that are 200 years old. And they're very special, and we have lots of interest in them.
On your tour, Kurt Hemenway will walk you through the botanical collection, a 150-year-old star magnolia, euphorbia, dwarf spruce, and a dwarf sequoia.
A beautiful species that most people have never seen in their lifetime, and that's 185 years old. That is the Kingswood boxwood. We have them going from 25 years old, 45 years old, 75 years old to 150, and the most rare species is about close to 200 years old now, and that's another species you'll probably never see.
The garden is a lot of work, however.
I've always planted things so close that there are no weeds, so I'm having loads of fun.
Perhaps why Robert and Ann stay young at heart.
And we're staying young because we're working all the time. Yeah, we're active.
Oh, make sure you touch the boxwood for good luck, they say. And the hunters have been blessed with very good luck. Kurt, who handles the hospitality and marketing for Robert Hunter Winery, explains the investment they placed in their sparkling wine's production.
Well, it's done in the same method Champenois, made in the bottle, 5 years on the yeast, 60% Pinot Noir, 40% Chardonnay. From sommeliers to restaurateurs, it has been picked out as a French champagne many times.
The vintages are superb.
It's that creamy, rich, nutty, the apple and the deep fruit that the Pinot brings into the wine.
In recent years, the Robert Hunter Winery has expanded. Son Rob Hunter is now at the winemaking helm with a new line of still wines, a beautifully crafted Chardonnay, Pinot Noir, and an award-winning Cabernet Sauvignon. When you spend time with this winemaking family,
the views and the gardens and just the whole thing, to come to work in an atmosphere like this and get paid for it,
you realize how close they are.
He has the most loyal group of men working on this vineyard, and they all adore him. He respects them, and it's a very happy organization. Very, very good organization.
And how grateful for what they have.
And I've just been very, very lucky to have such a fine man and also have such a wonderful property.
And Robert Hunter, married again much later in life, knows that he is one lucky man to share his paradise with a very special woman.
Well, the proof of the pudding is in the eating. And I think after 18 years of delicious opportunities and experiences, let's keep it going.
Hi, this is Lynn Durling with Artisan Wine Tours, Napa Valley in Sonoma County, California. The next time you're planning a trip to the wine districts of Northern California, feel free to check out our website, artisanwinetours.com, for fabulous suggestions and feature stories on terrific places to visit. For a luxurious, personalized wine tour planned just for you, give us a call at 877-414-2021. Artisan Wine Tours, intimate wine and culinary adventures. Your path, your style.